We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Matthew. And I'm going to be looking in chapter 1 at this phrase we find in verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It's always been intriguing to me that the Bible includes that last phrase. Not just he shall save his people. There's a lot of people that would love to be saved from their financial woes and from their sicknesses and so forth. But what does it specifically say that he would save his people from? Their sins. Their sins. Amartia in the Greek language. The idea there of that in which we come up short. As a sinner, we come up short. We cannot reach the glory of God. We cannot span the chasm of the curse because of our sin. And yet Jesus Christ came to save his people from their sin. It's interesting also in this passage, it says, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And yet he's never called that as far as his earthly name. He's called what? Jesus. Over and over again. Only two times the word Emmanuel is used in the Bible, once in the Old and once in the New, speaking of God with us. But the name Jesus is significant to you and to me at Christmas time. The very name Jesus, because it indicates that he came to save me from what? All right, poverty? No. To save me from all the financial problems in this world? No. Health problems? No. That's not the point of his name. The point of his name is he came to save me from my sin. And until a person comes to grips with that understanding, you can't be saved because you don't know why he came. You don't understand the whole purpose of his coming. And I'm so thankful this morning that God sent his son to deal with my sin. And that point indicates that my sin separates me from God the Father. But the Son, who spanned the gap and took away my sin, allows me to fellowship with the Father. And so at this Christmas time, understand, when we hear that phrase, Jesus is the reason for the season, understand that his name indicates the reason. And that was he came to save his people from their sin. Are you thankful for the Christmas season? Yes. And for the purpose behind it, the coming of Jesus Christ to deal with our sin problem. Praise the Lord for Jesus Christ this morning.